I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
You're listening to or watching Teach Me Sweden, a Swedish history podcast with two comedians that are trying to teach each other true stories of Swedish history in a funny way. I'm Jonathan Rollins.
Jag heter Erik Broström och i det här avsnittet så kommer jag inte lära Jonathan Rollins om August Strindberg.
Mm-mm, I know about him.
Yeah, because he taught me about it and I forgot. You'll get more on that in the episode. Jag kommer däremot lära honom någonting. Jag är lite osäker på vad det är, men vi får se.
Yeah, man. It's like, it's not rolling.
No, it's not rocking.
It's a combination that you'll find out soon.
Yeah. Scaring.
Big scream, man.
Oh, that was a nice scream. High-pitched.
Thanks.
I love it.
What's up, man?
Yeah, man, bro. Du då?
I'm good, man. Mm-hmm. So another day, another lesson.
Another lesson to be learned.
Lesson to be learned about something I know nothing about.
Yeah.
It's my favorite thing about this podcast. I was thinking about it today that we're really learning shit, man, and teaching and laughing. And that's all you can ask for is I drink my water.
Jag håller med. Vi lär oss saker, men det jag ska säga nu kommer vara motsägande mot det. För jag satt uppe ganska sent igår, förberedde min story.
Okej. Okay.
Satt uppe typ till 1.
Gick
och la mig. Vaknade upp och tänkte, jag ska jobba med den här ordentligt. Och sen så tänker jag så här, men jag kollar om det finns någon podcast som har tagit upp det här innan. Och så visar det sig att det har det. Vi!
You were up to 1 a.m. working on the story that we did already. Was it one that I taught?
Yes.
Okay. That reflects on my teaching.
No, it reflects on my capability to store knowledge.
What was it? And we do the quiz. The quiz.
It was August fucking Strindberg.
Wow.
That's a big one.
Yeah, man.
Yeah.
Wow. I'm disappointed.
Yeah, you should
first
be.
First time I've been disappointed in you.
Yes.
I've known you for years now.
Oh.
And it's my first time being disappointed in you, man.
Alltså, du vet, jag grät och skrattade samtidigt. Jag var så jävla irriterad på mig själv. Jag bara, men vad fan? Så jävla dumt. Så jag fick hitta på plan B. Så att den här storyn kommer vara lite all over the place.
Okay.
Men det kommer definitivt inte vara om en galen författare... I Stockholm. Men jag hittade något som var ganska kul. Och jag har lite ljud till den här. För att kompensera för eventuellt letande i text. Men vet du vad jag ska prata om? Jag ska prata om när rock'n'rollen kom till Sverige.
Oh, this is good, man.
This
I
is
like
pretty
this.
Good.
And as somebody who's listened to a lot of Swedish music.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know if you've heard all these, but I'm gonna
probably not.
Gonna play some examples. I've never heard them.
Okay.
So, and I'm a music guy. I love music. Det är ju på det här härliga, glada 50-talet som rocken föds i hela världen och som alla vet i USA.
Yeah, they try to make all the diners, when they try to do diner style stuff here, they always go with that look.
Yeah. Exactly, and I love it. Men det är inget slår ett härligt diner i USA. Fy fan vad nice det är.
Man, get some fucking greasy food to sit on your stomach. Get I don't drink coffee, but I've heard the coffee tastes like water.
It's wonderful, and I love strong coffee. I love like really good coffee. I love shitty coffee. I love diner coffee, and they come and refill it like four times.
Yeah.
Which is my preference.
So you want to take, you want shit on yourself, huh?
Oh, yeah.
You want shit on yourself, huh? I'm bringing more coffee.
I think it's the water with a chlor. It's mycket klorvatten också. Mm. But it's also a part of it because it comes in a plastic colored cup, like red genomskinlig cup, and it's a straw.
Mm. Oh yeah, yeah, yeah. Yep.
And then you get hash browns, and you get American pancakes, and then your stomach bursts, and then you die. I love it. Side note. Men det var ju liksom, det är väldigt svårt. Jag har lyssnat runt lite på experter, och det är väldigt svårt att säga när rock'n'rollen föddes överlag, för att det sker ju successivt. Någon snor något därifrån, någon snor något därifrån, och sen ser det så här. Här är det. Man brukar ju säga att så här, 1954 var Bill Haley's Rock Around the Clock. Det är en sån här klassiker. Boom. Mm. Mm. Och sen är det ju såklart Elvis Presley.
Is that what they say?
Yeah.
Nobody says Little Richard? Oh, that didn't make it here.
Det var typ...
That never...
Jo, men Little Richard också. Men
jag tror... like the king. He's like the real rock and roll.
Sure. Men Little Richard var en av dem. Och så var det typ, vad heter han, Johnny Steele eller något. Och sen så var det Presley. Men det var liksom, det var ju några stycken. Men Presley är ju,
I'm gonna say something. There's like a little thing that's in our community in the US.
Okay.
Black folks.
Mm-hmm.
Where a lot of stuff we were doing was appropriated and then,
oh yeah,
put forth and popularized and then profited off of.
Of, by white people.
By white people.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
It just, so when these conversations happen, I always just get so,
I get that,
a little bothered when I know that all they did was do what the black people were doing in these little bars and shit, and then make it, and they're like, we've got this thing. And
yeah.
I just had to get that off my chest.
No, I like it.
So the whole time I'm going to be like, all the references that are going to be American references, that are going to be the Elvises and the Buddy, what's his name? The Buddy dude. I forget.
Buddy Holly? No.
I want to say, yeah, maybe.
Yeah.
One of those people that stole our shit.
I can just say white guy.
Yeah. No, say the names. Go for it.
Yeah.
Keep your story how it is. Just keep in mind that I'm going to be thinking in the back of my head.
Well, it's hardly a story because I have Strindberg in my fucking head.
we'll do the rock and roll. I'm just letting the listeners know, or the viewers, if they see me roll my eyes, that's going to be why.
It's because I just mentioned a white guy that... profited
legends.
From a black guy.
Yeah.
Duly noted and respect. och det, vi tog ju vid, vi tar ju liksom, då kommer rocken hit. Mm. Och det här är ju roligt att veta. Vi var inte bra på engelska på 50-talet.
Really?
No. Our main other language was German.
Okay.
So if you wanted to learn English, you had to like take a special class or something.
Okay.
Så det är först på 50-talet, i och med antar jag liksom resultatet av andra världskriget och massa så influenser och export och så här, antar jag.
Sweden, changing sides.
Yeah.
You're like, we're all about the German with the German. Mm. Oh, they're winning the war. America, rock and roll.
We're like that German soldier in Saving Private Ryan. Have you seen that?
No, I don't watch war movies.
Ah, oh, fuck.
That's another thing.
That's a great reference. They take a German soldier and they make him dig a grave. And he's like, I love America. Betty Boop, what a dish. Oh, Mickey Mouse. He just says English words. That's like us after the Second World War. Oh, Elvis Presley. Så att när rocken kommer hit och folk börjar spela rock, så för första gången så börjar vi sjunga det här utan att översätta. För att oftast så översätter man, så här kommer en tysk låt, en artist skulle då översätta den till till svenska.
I have seen that in his some reaction.
Det är ganska vanligt. Men här är det främst att vi sjunger på engelska.
Mm.
Men det som är roligt, det är att vi inte vet vad vi sjunger. Så att de första rocksångarna, de gjorde ju mycket... Jag vet inte om alla, jag vet inte om exemplet jag kommer göra inte visste vad de sjöng, men det låter så. Och de sjunger ju bara fonetiskt. Som ett barn skulle göra liksom.
Wow.
So I'd like to play one of the pioneers in Swedish rock and roll, if I may.
What's the name?
I'm going to save the name for after.
Okay.
Okay. So this is a cover of What You've Done to Me. by I'll Tell You the Artist Later.
Okay. Volume up. Supposed to be Elvis?
No, it's just, I don't know who made it popular. I don't know who they're. This is Rock Olga.
Rock Olga?
Yes.
Rock Olga.
Yeah.
That's a woman.
Yes.
That was a woman with that. Okay.
Yeah. That was Rock Olga.
Rock Olga. And oh my gosh. What does she look like?
I can show you a picture.
She's like Daphne from the Scooby-Doo.
Yes. Oh yeah, with the pink sweater and everything and the glasses.
Rock Olga.
Yeah. It was a cover of a Paul Anka. I guess that's a white guy who stole rock and roll. Also,
probably. I don't know.
Yeah, I think Paul Anka isn't he? He did. Dee-dee-doo-dam-dee-dee-doo-dam-dam.
Oh, so that's a like
no, no, is that, no, that's Paul Anka. Scratch that.
Okay.
Ah, ja, men den gjorde hon i alla fall. Hon föddes 1940. Och hon föddes Birgit Maria Magnusson. Och sen var hon med i en tävling.
Okej.
Och då fanns det en annan som hette Rock Olga. Jag läser det här innan till. Men hon vann. Så då tog hon över det namnet och den andra slutade
what?
Använda det.
Yeah.
Just
took somebody... That's some gangster shit, Rock
yes.
Olga.
And also, there's two of them. There's two Rock Olga. I mean, what? I'm a come on.
Oh. So her name is Birgit. What'd you say?
Birgit Maria Magnusson.
Magnusson. Then you know, Olga in sight in that name, and she's like, "I'm Rock Olga.
Yeah.
I just take that name. I like it."
What if guitar Birgit? No.
And what if Rock Olga, the other one, wasn't doing rock music?
Yeah. She just she's comes a jazz, in a, she's a pianist. She just has a robe, like yeah. a coat, yes. like rock.
She just had a robe on, playing the piano, just playing her classical music.
And then she
Calico.
Flashes the audience in yeah. the end, like a flasher. Like,
man, rock. If that's not rock and roll,
yeah,
what is?
Yeah. She comes on stage with a coat like a rock, and then she rolls off stage.
So you're doing it wrong,
she
Olga.
She didn't get it.
You're doing it wrong, Olga.
So Birgit took it. She, no,
you. I'll show you what I'll show you what rock and roll is.
Yeah, listen to this awesome lyrics that I totally understand. Yeah, you can hear like you don't really know. No, or no. Om hon visste, fruktansvärt uttal, men väldigt roligt. Men jag ska lämna Rock Olga lite. Det fanns andra pionjärer också.
Okej. Okay.
Rock Ragge.
What the fuck? Why, Sweden?
Oh, I love it.
Rock Ragge. They want people to know what they're dealing with. You want you want Ragge.
It's vinterkräksjukan and it's Rock Ragge like. what kind of music? Well, it says in the name. It's okay,
rock,
yeah.
Rock. Mm. Okay, well, I didn't want to waste my time trying to figure it out.
Yeah. Jag vill lyssna på Jazz Peter.
I'm on to classical Sven.
Oh, Sven. What a classic.
I do like that one of the pioneers was a woman, though.
Yeah, right? I had no idea.
Rock Olga, yeah.
Jag hade inte ens hört talas om de här två.
What? Rock Olga and Rock Ragge? Yeah. Are they in the rock and roll hall of fame?
Alltså de borde ju vara det, men vi har typ den första jag kommer att tänka på är typ Jerry Williams. Han är liksom en sån.
Vintersaga.
I guess, yeah. I know one of his. Till I tell you that I love you.
Okay.
Yeah.
I haven't done that one yet.
Now you don't have to. I just did it.
I heard stuff is
you've been reactioned, sir. så han hade ett band som heter Rock Ragge and His Four Comets. Mm-hmm. Det är kul. De hade ändå liksom så här. Jag tror att Rock Olga också hade ett gäng med sig som hette något. Kanske det. Åh, vill du veta en cool grej med Rock Olga?
Mm.
Hon spelade in en skiva 1972. Det var inte så rockigt. Men det var, hon spelade in det med Benny Andersson. Alltså från ABBA.
Mm.
Och Agneta och Annie Frid. Alltså tjejerna i ABBA.
Yeah.
De körade på den skivan.
Oh, wow.
Because it's before they...
Yeah, they're trying to make their way through. They're
bara,
we are gonna see, learn about...
Bara, oh shit, vi får köra till Rock Olga.
Oh,
tänk,
my God.
Oh, kommer vi någonsin kunna bli större än så här?
We can't get... We'll never surpass this level. Rock Olga. Nej.
Och sen bara Waterloo.
It's that time of the year. Your vacation is coming up. You can already hear the beach waves, feel the warm breeze, relax, and think about work. You really, really want it all to work out while you're away. Monday.com gives you and the team that peace of mind. When all work is on one platform and everyone's in sync, things just flow. Wherever you are, tap the banner to go to Monday.com.
How would you like to look 5 years younger? In a clinical study, people that had volume added with Juvederm Voluma XC in the cheeks perceived themselves as looking 5 years younger at 6 months after treatment. Look younger, feel like you. Add volume for lift and contour in the cheeks with Juvederm Voluma XC. Reverse signs of aging by adding volume to smooth laugh lines with Juvederm Volure XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you.
Nej, men så det fanns massa såna rock Olga rockragge. Det var ganska vanligt att man hade det namnet. Sen fanns det ett annat band som var mer inspirerade av
and they're called Rock Bandit.
I wish, oh I so wish.
Det är Rock Bandit.
Oh my god.
they played hits from Elvis.
I just wish
Rock Bandit.
No, but they were what instrumental band, so they should have called Rock Bandit.
Uh-huh.
And they were influenced by The Shadows and The Ventures, very instrumental.
Okay.
You know The Shadows?
No.
No, it's like a almost like Hawaiian kind of guitar sound.
Okay.
That's a banjo I just did. Bing bang bing bong bong. I'll play them.
Okay.
And you hear what they draw inspiration from. This is The Spotniks with an O. Jag tror att de är från Göteborg, tror jag. Spotniks.
Mm.
Think that's the proper pronunciation. Och här är en av deras låtar som heter Spotniks Theme.
Okay.
Hey. Yeah, man. Pretty nice.
Yeah, all right.
Jag menar inte Hawaii, jag menar surfer rock.
Okej.
Okay. Oh, ding 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 ding. Och de hade en ganska bra karriär faktiskt. De
what do you call the
Spotniks. Yeah.
Okay.
It was of course inspired by the Russian Sputnik.
It was.
Yeah.
Okay. I was wondering that. Okay.
It was. Och de, innan de blev Spotniks hade de så här, jag såg en Wikipedia-artikel.
Challenger? Columbia?
Yeah.
It's just all spaceships.
every possible. I guess, but like Spotniks, like that was probably what everyone was talking about.
Mm-hmm.
When they, because they were, De började 56, så startade det Bo Starander och Björn Thelin, två medlemmar, startade duon The Rebels. Och samtidigt spelade två andra, eller spelade en annan som heter Bo Winberg. Han spelade i en tradjazzgrupp som heter Poison Mixers. 57 så bildades rockgruppen Rock Teddy and the Blue Caps. Och där var då Bo Winberg med Bo Starander och Björn Thelin, som slog ihop sig. 58 så blev de The Frasers. Mm-hmm. Och då var det också någon som heter Ove Johansson.
The Frasers.
The Frasers.
So they performed in English?
Well, they were instrumental.
Oh yeah.
So they didn't sing. That's why they, that, det var därför det gick bra för dem.
Mm, okay.
Och då 61 bildades The Sputniks.
Mm.
Och det är, de var med i en tv-show som spelas in i Göteborg som heter Nya Ansikten. Och då fick de fick låna rymddräkter som de hade lånat av Povel Ramel, en jättestor artist.
The one artist I've listened to that got me hate mail.
Oh, because you didn't like it?
Yeah.
I'm going to teach you Sweden about him sometime.
Okay.
Cool. I just don't want to fuck it up because he's a big part of my upbringing. Kinda.
Okay. Yeah, I got a lot of hate because I didn't like Gräs Engling's blues.
Oh, you didn't like it?
No.
Why not? Because it was appropriating?
Yeah, kind of. Of course not.
But you see, what he does is that he plays with genre, and it was all his songs had a joke in them. Like, I'm a white guy. It's deliberate to be like, I'm not supposed to do this, kind of.
Oh, yeah. So, I wasn't digging it.
No, I'm gonna get you to.
I liked his other stuff.
Nice.
I've done three songs of his. I liked two of them, but Vika. As soon as I didn't.
Oh, yeah.
I don't remember, but it's been a long time. But after the third one, I was like, I'm never doing it again.
Oh,
and
yeah.
Second, why do they have my address? Why are they mailing me?
That's fucking this? Weird.
Yeah, it was, I was like,
men jag har, vilken tur, för jag brukar gå runt och sjunga på Gräsänklings blues då.
I'd sing any blue song. There's a lot that sound just like it.
Yes, but I love it because it's silly. Okay, so. De fick i alla fall låna rymddräkter som Povel Ramel hade tänkt ha till en revy.
Okay.
Och då blev de ju liksom så här space. De fick så här space image som de hade i flera år. Från 62 till 66. Att, ja, också att de hette The Fucking Sputniks.
Yeah, exactly.
So. Men sen, efter 66, så fick de nya scenkläder av, och jag kan inte det här med mode, men jag känner igen namnet Pierre Cardin.
Mm-hmm.
Big French designer.
Yeah.
He designed their next outfits.
Ooh.
That's fucking fancy.
Wow.
Coolt, va?
Mm-hmm. This is perfect for the spaceship.
Yes. you are Sputniks, so you have antennas and...
antennas?
Yeah. That's all I know. We are French. We stay on the ground for years.
We don't care about the moon.
How many French astronauts have you heard of?
Zero.
Because they would start smoking in the spaceship and
my
everyone.
My cigarette floated away.
What do you mean? I have to have my gulois when I wake up in the morning. Oh, give a fan, vad fördomsfullt.
Man, I'm offended.
Yeah, but I don't like French. De är så snobbiga.
Yeah.
Fokus, Erik. Okay. 62 så släppte de sin första LP. Och den hette Sputniks in London, Outer Space.
Okej.
Okay. Och den spelades på mycket i Europa. Och Berlin, och de var i... De blev stora i Japan, de sålde fler miljoner album där. Pretty good for them.
Yeah.
Vid något tillfälle i Sverige så kom Cliff Richards and the Shadows, och de spelade en konsert i Göteborg, och det sägs att de sågs hemma hos Bo Winberg i hans villa i Fredriksdal, och så jämade de så att polisen fick komma och avbryta och säga: det är så hög ljudnivå att det hördes ända till Kungsbacka.
Ooh.
Yeah. Kungsbacka is it's a bit from...
Nice.
Yeah.
That's good.
That's cool, man. Det var inte bara Sputnik som var troublemakers. Med rock'n'roll och nya tider kommer det också nya bilar. Det kommer nya hårfrisörer.
Mm.
Inte frisörer, det kommer nya hårfrisörer. Och frisyrer. Och det kommer raggare.
I was waiting on this. I know about these guys.
Yeah. Det, vet du vad ragga kom, vad namnet betyder?
Isn't it the, well I know what... To ragga is to like try to holler somebody.
Yeah, ragga är att like söka sexuell kontakt med någon, står det som.
Oh wow.
But really nice that comes from raggare.
Right.
So before that, rag had a meaning before raggare turned ragga till that.
To ragga.
So There's different, det finns olika, olika teorier.
Mm.
Dels så kan man tänka att ragga är så här grov ull. Det vill säga att man har liksom mycket frisyr. Mm. Typ som ett...
like in Greece.
Yeah. Like, and, yeah, like, exactly, Greece. But...
Tell me more.
Like, did he have a car?
Tell me more. Like, did he have a car?
Also my favorite... It's not my favorite, but it's so rapey. Did she put up a fight?
Yeah.
That's scary. Och sen när de sitter på drive-in bion och Jan Travolta typ så här bara gör så här rape move, boom, och hon blir sur och han bara, "Hey son, you can't walk out of a drive-in movie." and then he sings a ballad about how much he loves her. It's a great. That's
a age well.
Men jag fattar inte när jag såg den att den var gjord på 70-talet. Jag tänkte så här, det här är en 50-talsmusikal.
Yeah, but it's based.
Yeah, because it makes sense, because everything is so exaggerated and they make fun of the 50s.
Yeah.
Men jag tänkte inte på det då.
Okay.
Jag tänkte, gud vad fånigare de var på 50-talet. Yeah. Stupid. I alla fall, så här är det. Rugg är ett åkarslang. Alltså, like you haul goods, like mm-hmm. your truck driver.
Mm.
It's a slang for köra ett lass.
Okay,
so,
ton rugg.
So when the ruggare was picking up a female often, that was the lust, that was the load.
Mm.
So he was driving a cargo. That was nice, mm-hmm. right? That's a nice way to explain a woman.
Ragger, eh?
Yeah, so that's
a load.
Yeah. So then de bildades i Stockholm, de första raggarna, och det var Yeah, they did. Och som jag förstod det så var det gamla motorcyklister som ville plocka upp tjejer lättare. Så de bytte till amerikanska vrålåk. Och de mest omskrivna, det var The Road Devils. Ledaren hette Bosse Gamen Sandberg.
The things we do for pussy, man.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. The Road Devils.
This is so funny.
It's really nice. But then, of course, it moved out to the glesbygd.
Stockholm got
too
cool for
it. Yeah, I guess. It was a fad, I think it went away. Sen blev det ju mer liksom... Sen blev det annat som tog över hårdrock och punk och allt sånt där i Stockholm. Men 26 juli 1959 så var det raggarkravallerna i Kristianstad. And that was... Det var en motorcykeltävling, Grand Prix i Kristianstad. Och... det blev så, det hade varit så mycket fylla och sånt när de hade haft det i Hedemora. Så nu när de hade Kristianstad, de tagit hjälp av ett militärpoliskompani.
Shit.
Bara för att hålla ordning.
Oh wow.
Och ja, det blev massa, det krökades och det blev upplopp. Och det blev en jävla massa kravaller.
How was like the public like perception of rock and roll like then?
Rock and roll var ju farligt i hela världen, alltså sett från den äldre generationen, för det var ju en ungdomsgrej. Det förespråkade promiskuitet. Kondomen blev laglig 1952 till exempel.
I did not know that.
Yeah, because I guess because of Christianity. Yeah. Så det var massa såna grejer. Och sen så kommer de här. Och det var ju, nu är ju raggare ganska gulliga. Det är ju gamla gubbar som liksom är mest i alla fall. Och om de kommer med sina bilar nu så är det en speciell dag. De åker en gång om året och sen bara typ, ställ in den. De här tog ju liksom sämre hand om sina bilar. Och det var ju bara för att ragga upp.
I was leaving a comedy club one day. And I was walking with another comedian. And we stopped, we had a beer at a bar. And then we kept going, headed to the subway station.
Mm-hmm.
On the way from the first bar, we're walking. I guess that doesn't matter. But we saw the police pulling over a car with two black dudes in it.
Uh huh.
Or we saw the police. You know, they're coming out to go question them. I was like, damn. Well, another one of those. You know,
see that all the
time. And then I kept walking, and the dudes look like regular dudes. You know, that got pulled over. Like, whatever. They're probably just being profiled.
Yeah.
Keep walking. Same street. And you can hear from like two blocks away these dudes with they had an old time car. It was what I would call the raggare. And I was with a guy who wasn't Swedish. So I was not explaining the raggare culture to him.
Yeah.
And I was like, the police are bothering these two guys right now. And these dudes are jumping up and down, flipping off the car and shit, jumping around. They had cases of beer just out open in the trunk. You could just see that they were just So that must have been just visiting that gutter.
Yeah, yeah, probably. And they do have like some parades nights at Sveavägen.
I was thinking if anybody get pulled over out of those two cars, it should have been.
Right, yeah, of course. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Och det, men på den här tiden var det riktigt problem liksom.
But they weren't like hurting people, right?
Well, they were ruffians.
Oh, okay.
They were, yeah, alltså de var, det var den tidens gäng liksom.
Okay.
De åkte runt i bil, de raggade på tjejer som kanske inte ville bli raggade på, de slogs och hade sig.
Okay.
It was a different time.
Okay.
And it's, I mean, som alla ungdomskulturer så är det ju så här, det är ju något slags
män i grupp, eller hur?
Question of authority. Det är alltid liksom något sånt. Ja, män i grupp.
And then the old versus young, where the old people don't want to see this.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. Ja, sen så, ja, och det blev massa tjafs. Jag har inte hunnit läsa in mig på det där. Men vill man läsa mer om raggarkravallerna i Kristianstad så går det att hitta informationen på internet.
Man, that is...
it was lazy.
It's a very specific thing too, the raggare.
Yeah, I just want to go back really fast to... Because they were... Det fanns en svensk pionjär som heter Chris Lennart. Han, ingen rock innan. Ingen rock Chris, utan Chris Lennart. Bara.
I'm changing the game.
Yeah.
I'm just gonna say my real name. What? You're not gonna be Rock Leonard? Rock Chris? That's too close to Christian rock.
Yeah.
And we don't like that.
I predict something. Men han, och det var, Rock Olga sjöng också lite på svenska.
Okay.
Men det var ganska konstiga, man förstod inte riktigt vad man skulle sjunga, tror jag. Det här är Chris Lennart från 1957 med låten Du måste lära dig rock.
Okay.
Hallå allesammans, hör på allesammans. Nu måste du kunna rock, ej vara still som en slopp. Du måste lära dig rock, så ta och dansa rock. Var ej blyg, nej gör att ett försök, det finns många sätt. När rytmen du i blodet har på, syns det det hela så ytterst lätt. Nu måste du kunna rock, ej vara still som en slopp. Du måste lära dig rock, så ta.
Ej vara stel som en stock. That's priceless, man.
Ej vara stel som en stock.
Nu måste du lära dig. Du måste lära dig rock.
It sounds like Raz, like rock jazz.
Yeah, it does, right? It's like
because it's like a. It sounds like a jazz standard. That shouldn't be in a rock and roll song.
Nej, eller hur?
Belongs in jazz.
Men det är liksom för att kvisten på trummorna liksom är typ så här. Okej, en, två, tre, fyra. Bara, jag tror att det ska vara lite mer. Han bara, nej, det här är trummor. Det tog ett tag innan they catched up.
Du
måste lära dig rock. I can just listen. This is Tages doing a cover of I Got You, I Feel Good. That's James Brown.
I feel good. Just like a boot bed. I feel good. So good. So good. I got you. I feel nice.
No. I feel good. Moon should.
Nice.
That's lovely. That's lovely.
He's cutting the words off weird.
It's insane. I don't really have any more. I guess I can say with safety that most of them are dead now. So that's so brukar jag avsluta saker.
Yeah, but the thing I. Because the music coming is one thing, and then learning about Rock Olga, that's cool too. And not Icky Rock Leonard.
Yeah, Rock Ragge.
Rock, and then the Raggare, that whole thing fascinates me too.
Yeah.
But it is a very interesting topic.
It is.
But the fact that it seems like the powers that be, though maybe found it to be a nuisance, kind of just let it, you know, work itself out. It seems to be like this, the Swedish
disposition.
Men it worked itself out.
Det är ju det som händer, att så här, när det kommer in en influens så hatar vi det. Och sen gör vi inte det.
Yeah.
Det är ju som med alla. Nu var det så här, jag läste det på Facebook, så var det någon typ så här, vad är grejen med Taylor Swift? Och man bara, dude. Like, yeah. Det var samma, så här sa folk om Beatles, så här sa folk om James Brown, yeah. Så här sa folk om Michael Jackson, så här sa folk om alla. Det är alltid någon som är typ så här, jag gillar inte det här nya.
Mm-hmm.
Alltså det kan vara svårt att tro.
Now it's like
tro.
The thing in hip hop is mumble rap, they call it.
Mumble rap?
Mumble rap, because the guys kind of mumble when they're rapping.
Oh, so they're not really trying?
No, it's just they're too cool, I guess, to enunciate. I don't know.
Oh, yeah.
But it's like the thing, people like pushing back against mumble rap. It's like when we were kids, they were pushing back against, you know, gangster rap. Or
I would say those back. Rappers are appropriating these targets because they're mumbling quite
mumbling
a bit too. Yeah.
Mooja.
Daju, Badu, Stammin' Blue.
And James Brown, like, that's exactly what I was trying to say.
Yeah.
That's what I said the whole time.
They get it.
Get that sweet.
Det är Eddie Murphys grej med han. Han pratar med the JBs. What's better? Yeah. Yeah. What the fuck's he saying? I don't know. Yeah.
Touch myself. Please. Whoa. Have you seen him on his Saturday Night Live?
Hot tub.
Yeah. James Brown hot tub.
Gotta get in the hot tub.
Gonna get in the water. Gonna make me sweat. Gonna get in the hot tub. Yeah. I'm gonna get in the hot tub. Yeah. Whoa.
That is funny.
I watched that over and over. The greatest of the best of Eddie Brown.
Yeah.
As a kid.
Oh.
Fantastic.
Oh. What a force.
Mm.
If only he was Swedish, we could have done him.
Oof, Eddie Murphy, I'd be just laughing the whole time.
Mm-hmm. But that was it, man. That's my kind of improvised story because of my very bad memory and dåliga
möjligheter. I would have laughed out loud if you'd have come in here saying I got a story about August Strindberg.
Can you imagine if I hadn't checked one last time?
And you'd be like, and August Precept.
It would have been amazing. Tänk om du inte hade sagt något, eller du bara, oh, and just let me do the whole episode.
Oh, no, no.
And then
no.
Like, gå gärna tillbaka och lyssna på avsnitt 43 där jag pratar om Strindberg.
The part two.
Yeah.
The history is so nice that we had to make episodes twice.
Nu kommer jag behöva kolla igenom alla våra avsnitt innan jag går, så att jag tar en story.
Just listen to the, what do you call them, the quizzes.
Right. But I just have to scroll the episode. Like, I don't have to listen. I just say, okay, it's
Streamback. Okay, I see what you mean. Okay. All right. This is fun.
Yep.
You can support us on Patreon, patreon.com/teachmesweden, to give whatever you want, man. As little as 10 crowns and you get extra stuff like ad-free episodes. You can get video content, extra episodes we're doing now.
Yeah.
Where we do go through Select Historia. So many cool things.
Which is great. It seems to be like just people. It's usually we do someone som är lite känd för att det står något om dem.
Mm.
Men det här är liksom vanliga människor som vi dyker in och spekulerar i.
Regular live. Ass people. Mm-hmm. That's our version of rap.
Yeah, they have regular asses.
So check that out. Or you can just leave a positive review or spread the word. Let people know about us.
Visa kärlek, visa pengar.
Yeah.
This has been Erik Broström
and Jonathan Rollins
teaching you svensk historia. Fred!
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.